Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me again this week on the SOS podcast. I'm your host, Carl. I hope you're all doing well. This week, I went for a run, and something happened that was kind of a regular, normal, ordinary thing, no big deal, wasn't some big life event. But when this happened, it did make me think about my life and some pretty deep stuff. I'll tell you what happened. So I went on a run, and I was getting close to the end of my run, and I was passing on the trail this woman with these three little girls. And as I ran by and I'm running away from them, one of these girls got really excited. And she's like, oh, I want to run too. And then another one of the girls said, yeah, I want to run. And then I think the third one chimed in, said the same thing. And I thought it was interesting because that typically is not something that happens if you're on the trail or anywhere and you're running by a group of adults, right? I mean, that doesn't happen. I've never run by a group of adults who were walking or standing there chatting and heard any of them say, ooh, wow, that looks fun. Let's go running. It just doesn't happen. And I was thinking about the attitude those kids had and the way they view the world. And I'm trying to compare that to the way I view the world. And I actually was thinking, if that little girl had any idea how much pain I was in during the last mile of that run, she probably would not have thought, ooh, that looks fun. But she would never think of that because she's a kid. She's wide-eyed. She's optimistic. She might have been bored just walking on that trail looking at trees and water, and she saw someone running by moving fast, and to her that looked fun and exciting. Or maybe she thought, hey, I can race my friends. And it's the fact that an adult watching me run by might think absolutely nothing other than, you know, perhaps I had bad form or something. Or maybe they thought, wow, that guy looks like he's about to drop dead, because that's typically the case when I run. But this little girl, she saw me and she saw something totally different. You know, when we're kids, we do see the world differently. Sometimes I think about what things were like when I was 8 or 9 years old, and it's easy to say, oh wow, times were so different and things have changed so much, and they have. The world is a different place today now that I'm in my 40s than it was when I was in elementary school. That's a fact. But something else has changed. And maybe it's because I know a lot more about what's going on around us than I did back then. I wonder whether having knowledge, being awakened to the sin that we live in, to the state of this world, if maybe that does something to our joy. Because I don't remember the last time I behaved like that little girl, the last time that I saw someone doing something and thought, ooh, wow, that looks fun. I want to try that. Normally, when I'm running on the trail or walking or biking or whatever, sometimes it's really hard to enjoy what I'm doing because I'm thinking about other things, like what time I have to be done because I have all these other things to do, or maybe I have something coming up in the next couple days that's weighing on my mind, and so I'm thinking about that. It's difficult to just kind of be joyful and have fun and not have all these other things in your mind, all these other things stirring you in some way. I was actually kind of envious of those kids that day because I don't remember the last time the cares of this world were just turned off for me. The last time that I could go out there and have fun and do just that. I think about the freedom that Jesus says he gives us when we learn his truth. And yes, it's freedom from sin, freedom from bondage, but I think there is something spiritually that happens to our childlike joy as a result of the fall of this world. And I think whatever that, we'll call it bondage of joy that happens, that really oppresses us as we get older, as we experience more of life, as we have more responsibilities, and as things aren't so idealistic and magical anymore because we know the truth of what's going on around us. I think the freedom we get from the truth of Christ also extends to that. Are we free to be joyful? Of course we are. Scripture tells us that we're to have joy in all things. What is the joy of the Lord but a joy that surpasses, that trumps every circumstance? We're actually called to have joy in pain when we suffer for the cause of Christ. Consider it a joy when you endure all kinds of sufferings and trials for this faith. That's what we're supposed to do. Yet I sit here and I think about that kind of wide-eyed playfulness that those kids had, and I don't remember the last time I felt that. But I think it is certainly something that we can find in God. No, we shouldn't walk around without any care for the things in this life that we're responsible for and the things that we have to take care of and the work that we have to do. Of course, there are things to be done. There is work to be done. But I'll tell you what, I would give a lot to have even just 15 minutes of uninterrupted childlike joy in which I just don't think about anything but enjoying this life that we have. And maybe that's it. Maybe it's really tough to enjoy life as we get older because there are so many parts of it that we have to accept that aren't so enjoyable. There are so many responsibilities that are really, you know, it's the drudgery of living in this world. For those of us who don't lead a charmed life, who don't have the resources to have someone make sure everything is taken care of for us, for those of us who don't have the freedom to just get up every day and enjoy life without dealing with those things, I really do believe that God makes a way for us to still have that, for us to still feel that, for us to have moments of pure joy. That's what I want to pursue this week. Instead of getting up in the morning and sighing and grunting and shaking my head at the things that I have to get done and thinking about the things that I should get done that I probably won't, that will be on my shoulders the next day and the next day, I really want to focus on waking up in the morning and feeling that joy from the Lord. Feeling fun, you know? Instead of feeling all that, oh, I have all this stuff to do, getting the attitude of, well, I have all this stuff I get to do, and I'm alive. And quite honestly, no matter what my work is, can it be joyful? Can it be fun? Isn't that how you get kids to do chores, right? You make a game out of it. There's a way that we can find fun and joy, even in the things that we really don't want to do. And that's what I want to pursue. I want to find God's joy in everything, because I don't think we're meant to be walking around with our heads hanging low, with our eyes to the ground, just because of all of the evil we see around us in this fallen world, just because of all of the imperfection we're faced with every day. I mean, having our eyes opened to the real factual state of how this world is doesn't mean that we need to be downtrodden or saddened. This life can still be a great joy, and we can experience that daily. Let's go after that. This week's songspiration is I Am Free by the Newsboys. We might not be free from the entanglements of this life, from the work, from the hassle, from the headaches, from all the things that are going to irritate us, but we certainly are free to be joyful in the midst of all of those things. We are free to see the light and the happiness and experience them every day. If you don't have that freedom in your life right now, chase it, go after it, ask God for it. If we search the scriptures, we will see that is available to us. Let us pursue the freedom to be joyful in all things. Father, thank you, God, that we don't rely on our circumstances or positions in this world for our happiness, for our joy, for our contentment. Thank you, Lord, that those come from you, because if they come from you, then they're perfect. They are pure and they are wholly satisfying. Father, let us feel the satisfaction of your freedom, that we would be free from all kinds of bondage, Lord, but specifically that we would be free to be joyful every day, God, that no matter what happens, no matter what comes up against us, no matter what battles we're fighting, Lord, that we would be free to have joy, happiness, laughter, God, that we would look forward to the days that you've given us here, Lord. Father, we love you, and we can't wait to see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day, and God bless. Soul. Soul. Ow. Ow. Soul.